Canal Convergence brings a large-scale interactive public art project to the Scottsdale waterfront. The latest exhibition opened last week, and it features a massive, flowing, kite-like work that hangs over the canal above Solari Bridge. This coming November, another large-scale project will be unveiled there. This one will look like an oversized piece of hand-woven lace that will meander in and about the water. It's a design that was cooked up by Boston-based architecture firm Choi and Shine Architects. They're a married couple, Jin Choi and Thomas Shine. She is originally from South Korea and he's from the UK, but they came up with the design of this sculpture after driving around Arizona. The sculpture will reflect the beauty of the land here, they told me when I visited them at this weekend's Canal Convergence. They were there to enlist the help of the community in the making of the project. They're looking for people who can crochet to help them create the lace that will be on display.
Antelope Canyon gave us the most inspiration, and the canal, the water here. So when you go to this Slot Canyon, Antelope Canyon, you can start to see how it is formed, how you can sort of see the void that the force of air, wind and rain created to form this beautiful Slot Canyon. We were so inspired by the beauty of this land here in Arizona. That gave birth to the project called Arizona. That's why the title is Arizona, with a big exclamation mark.
Right, with an exclamation point. So we're here now on the side of the canal. What is this going to look like?
So what will happen is that one tail of it is going to form an arch near Solari Bridge. And it's going to have a reflection that it will make an infinite loop. And then it's seemingly going into the water and then come out. And in one of these canopies near the lawn, they will come out to the land. And then it'll start to make a loop of lace wall and then lace canopy, lace chair, so that people can engage themselves with the art and they can touch them, they can walk by them, and you can see people through the lace walls. And so that is the idea. It is going to be the materialization of that fluidity that I felt, the power and the dynamic power that I felt in the Slot Canyon, and all the land that is carved out through time by the wind and water, and that is going to be completely materialized, but in a transparent lace form.
And it's such a large piece, too. Like, this is going to be bigger than life size. How do you tackle that, and how much lace are we talking about here?
Physically, it's going to be about 625 feet long and about 8 feet wide. So this long, thin ribbon. And I think it uses 500,000 feet of cord. So it's a lot of crocheting, and every inch of that cord is touched by someone's fingers, you know.
So right now we are called for the volunteers, and right now 150 people signed up, of which 100 people are from Arizona area, and 50 people are from the previous projects that are outside Arizona.
So these are volunteers who you're asking to crochet for you parts of this, actually. And what does that involve? How does it work?
We developed the overall design, and then Jin designed the patterns, and we send out both the rope and the patterns to each individual crocheter, and they make the pattern, the motif according to the pattern, and then they send it back or bring it back to Arizona, to Scottsdale Arts, and then we assemble them into this large crocheted piece.
What does it mean to you that this involves it? First of all, the project will physically sort of allow people to be near it and touch it and be involved, but part of the community will actually be making it. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot to us, because that, first of all, made the project much more of a process art, meaning the process of making art became much more important than just a finished product as an installation. So everyone who's participating will do like 2 feet by 2 feet little square motifs to a bigger ribbon and so on and so forth. So not only they get to see it, but every little inch of that cord that they touched is going to be part of the art, and everyone who's involved is going to be sharing their progress and questions and their opinions and whatnot in a virtual space. We became a very tight woven community already, because we're working together for the same shared goal under a tight deadline and sharing our joint pains and fingers and wrists, and it has been really most rewarding.
It's really fun. It's actually the making of the art is more fun than, for me at least, than seeing it. That you build really nice relationships and you understand everyone's personality. And on the Facebook pages, people have on their homepage everything from, you know, I love Trump stickers to rainbow flags. But when they're making the crochet, everyone is together and doing something for one goal. And it's really a lovely and warm thing.
And Canal Convergence is this community art project every time, right? It's these installations that the community can live and be around. So I think it matters, right, that the community is involved in making it.
Yes, I can't agree more. And I think it's very important, of course, to have museums and that there's high art, you know, but at the same time, it's equally or maybe even more important to have an art that can be enjoyed by everyone, free to everyone. And community art like ours, which is, you know, from the purest of their hearts, they, without any, you know, gains, you know, monetary gains or any gains, that they decided to participate for free just to be part of it, just to create the same, create the beauty and sharing my vision together to create a beautiful thing for everyone. I think this is a remarkable thing.
Sounds beautiful. Jin and Thomas, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jin Choi and Thomas Shine are Choi and Shine Architects. Their upcoming project will be unveiled at Scottsdale's Canal Convergence in November. If you know how to crochet and you want to help out with this sculpture, we'll put a link on our website so you can find out how. That's the show.kjzz.org.